In August 1990, Iraq's leader, Saddam Hussein, sent divisions of Iraq's army into Kuwait. They quickly overwhelmed the small country, and Hussein soon declared it part of Iraq. In the meantime, when Iraq's leader ordered troops to begin massing along the Saudi Arabian border, several Middle East countries called for help. Operation Desert Shield, the name given to the U.S. military's deployment of troops and equipment to defend Saudi Arabia, grew rapidly to become the largest American deployment since the Southeast Asia War. Nearly 30 nations joined the military coalition. In January 1991, when it was clear that Hussein would not withdraw his troops, Operation Desert Shield became Operation Desert Storm. During the Gulf War, as it came to be called, military planners made the elimination of Iraq's air defenses a top priority. The U.S. Air Force deployed aircraft such as the F-15, F-4, F-111, and A-10, all of which are on display in the Cold War Gallery. Also involved in the conflict was the AC-130. The particular plane on display in this gallery had a crew that showed exceptional bravery and heroism near the end of the conflict. This aircraft is nicknamed Azrael, which in the Quran is the angel of death who severs the soul from the body. On February 26, 1991, it was sent to the Al Jarrah Highway between Kuwait City and Basra, Iraq, to intercept the convoys of Iraqi tanks, buses, trucks, and cars fleeing the battle. Dodging missiles and anti-aircraft artillery, the AC-130's crew attacked the enemy, inflicting a lot of damage on the convoys. The crew's heroic efforts left much of the Iraqi army's equipment destroyed or unserviceable, therefore contributing to the defeat of the Iraqi forces. Just 2 days later, on February 28, 1991, Iraq agreed to a ceasefire.